article, one of probably 1,000 emanating out of Paris, this particular one is from CBS News, begins Dateline Paris. Paris police say that three gunmen attacked the office of a French satirical newspaper on Wednesday, killing at least 12 people and then leaving at least that many more injured. They don't begin by saying that the gunmen all claim that they were avenging the insult to what they called Prophet Muhammad, or that they were screaming Allahu Akbar, which is identifies them, so why not identify them? CBS News' Elaine Cobb reports that, according to witnesses, two armed masked men, as opposed to three now, walked into the headquarters of Charlie Hebdo and opened fire in the entrance hallway, killing people as they saw them. They were inspired by Islam to kill. French President François Hollande appeared at the scene of the shooting quickly and confirmed that the hunt for the suspects was ongoing. All you need to do to find them is open the Quran. Paris prosecutors, a spokesman for them, confirmed that the 12 people were killed. Among the dead were two men who went by the pen names Charb, the editor, and a cartoonist as well, and the cartoonist Cabu. Two police officers were also among the dead, including one assigned as Charb's bodyguard after prior death threats against him by guess whom? A police official told the Associated Press. Chilling video, initially posted to a social media account, shows two gunmen opening fire on police in a small black car, and then appears to show them executing one officer as he lays on the sidewalk by shooting at him in close range. It's an assassination perpetrated by Muslims screaming Allahu Akbar. In fact, in that video, you can hear them repeatedly scream Allahu Akbar. They are confessing to the crime. It does not mean God is great. It means Allah is greater. They're telling us that the God of Islam is greater than the God who authored the Torah, prophets, and Psalms. The masked men are then seen in the video getting into a black car and driving off. A black car, I'm sure, has a lot to do with this, right? They later abandoned the small black car and hijacked another vehicle in which they are believed to have left central Paris. It was not clear that who the suspects were as they got away. The fact of the matter is, the men who pulled the trigger are irrelevant. What's relevant is the criminal enterprise that motivated them to act so reprehensibly. Calling the incident a, quote, terrorist attack, Hollande said, quote, we must show we are a united country and respond with firmness. You know, this notion of uniting is just stupid. And if you want to rally around the truth, then don't call it a terrorist act. Call it an Islamic attack. You know, if you wanted to say this was another attack by Islam, it's the fourth such attack by Islam in the last month here in Paris alone. And therefore, we need to address the problem associated with Islam. We must be united in our resolve to learn the truth, to tell the truth, to come to grips with the truth about this criminal enterprise known as Islam. If he had said that, well, great. But he didn't. Without further explanation, Hollande said several attacks had been averted in recent weeks and added that France was the target for extremists because they were a country committed to liberty. No. They aren't being targeted by extremists. They're being targeted by Muslims. We need to identify the common denominator. And it isn't because they're a country committed to liberty. has nothing to do with liberty. It has all to do with Islam. It's a country where the minority of the population, but a very significant minority, I think it's somewhere between 12 and 15% of France is Islamic. Cope reported that according to at least one witness, one of the gunmen was heard asking for people by name. In other words, it was murder, premeditated. The suspects managed to escape the scene and are being pursued. A reporter for Britain's Telegraph newspaper told Paris in Paris told Sky News that the first two officers to arrive, who were apparently unarmed, fled after seeing the gunmen armed with automatic weapons and possibly a grenade launcher. Yeah, maybe they need the same constitutional amendment that we have here in America, and to observe it, the Second Amendment would have resolved that issue, wouldn't it? The terror alert in the Metro Police area was raised to its highest level. Oh, a little late that for that, folks. The media outlets, department stores, and places of worship and transportation were to receive reinforced security. A little late for that. The statement added that all available civilian and military forces were being deployed. You cannot combat terrorism with the military. Not this kind of act. Islam cannot be confronted militarily. Every attempt to confront Islam militarily has made a bad situation worse, and it will continue to do so. I don't know how many times we need to see that lesson played out before our eyes, before more than a handful of people realize it. Bullets and bombs will not prevail. The last tweet on Charlie Hebdo's account came less than an hour before the shooting. It was a picture depicting Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, with a message wishing him, saying sarcastically, best wishes. How did that turn out for them? Yes, Glenn?
Yeah, I was just going to say that now that the horse is out, that barn door is firmly closed. And when Second Scout, even the best police, will be there in minutes. maybe the military can't take them on, but an armed populace stands a better chance of being able to defend themselves somewhat.
You know, I was thinking a moment ago about my life and the times that I have needed help, either from federal agents or from police, and I've never received it. And the times that I was abused by criminals or threatened by criminals and called the police to pursue the matter, never did they pursue the matter. I have found the police in my personal existence to be nothing but a total and complete annoyance, providing no level of protection. You know, I've had buildings that were robbed and the police did nothing to apprehend the perpetrator. I have had employees shot by criminals at, following the riots in Los Angeles. And, police did nothing. You know, I've received 1,000 death threats. I turned over many of the most specific death threats to the FBI. Not a peep. So, you know, I have zero confidence in police. I don't think they provide much value.
On the other hand, sometime I'll have to tell you about my story about how Dad protected me from a 1 a.m. armed robbery of a laundromat. It was pretty interesting. And they were the perps were looking for me and everything. And I had strolled across a parking lot to look at a sign on another store to see the hours, and I wasn't there. One time I got back, the armed robbery was completed, and the robbers had been saying, "Where's that other guy? You know, where'd he go?" They couldn't find me. I walked back in, and all these people had been robbed at gunpoint. It was interesting.
Yeah, and I do think that Iowa does occasionally engage to protect those that he knows will engage in his covenant.
Yeah.
Or to protect those who are already in his covenant. He can't do it very often. Because if he does that, you know, it's the butterfly effect in terms of how it, that ripples through, how God intervening ripples through the prime directive, which is free will and volition, so that we can choose to either observe his guidance or reject it and participate in the covenant, or stand aside from it, or try to create a new one. And so it's not, doesn't happen very often. I've since this happened a few times in my life as well. I'm fairly convinced that that amongst the 1,000 death threats for having written Prophet of Doom, that there have been times where I have not seen it, but to have received 1,000 death threats and to have fatwas written against me by the leading clerics in Saudi Arabia, for example, and to be here alive, my door is open, completely unarmed, tells me that, you know, there's some activity going on. I was booked on a flight where it was the first act of aviation terrorism by fundamentalist Muslims. 77 people aboard the aircraft, all of which died, and I had a ticket on that airplane, but was not allowed on board that aircraft. I've been upside down over the Pentagon in my piloting my aircraft in Wing Vortex, survived it. And so, you know, I think that there I've been the victim of three armed robberies, and have survived them. And so, you know, you somewhere along the way, you say, you know,
somebody out there likes me.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for reasons that I can't figure out, that there, you know, that may well have occurred. And, you know, but, you know, I don't want to be, I'm really cautious in this regard, because, you know, you don't want to present yourself as anything else other than, you know, I'm just one of thousands of members of the covenant, Yahweh's prime directive is to teach us, to guide us, so that we participate in the covenant, and that choice is free will, and we're all flawed individuals who are drawn to it, and none of us have any rank or position over or under anyone else, and so you want to be really careful on attributing things to Yahweh that are beyond what he has said clearly. And what he has said clearly is found in his Torah, prophets, and Psalms. The article from CBS reads that the Charlie Hebdo's office was firebombed in 2011, just 4 years ago, after publishing a cartoon depicting an image of the Prophet Muhammad. You've got to be careful here. You know, this is a capital P, Prophet Muhammad. Muhammad was not a prophet. Absolutely, unequivocally, he was not a prophet. And it's just, that's a statement of fact. I'm not giving you my opinion here, but a statement of fact. You can't refer to Muhammad as a prophet. A, he never issued a single prophecy that came true. B, the Quran itself claims and asserts that he was incapable of prophecy. And C, if you were to designate the term a prophet as one speaking for God, as opposed to one speaking the inspired utterances about the future from God, but just speaking for God, he spoke for himself. Allah and Muhammad are one and the same. The Quran makes that abundantly clear. And the reason that this article says any depiction of the prophet is forbidden in Islam, first of all, there is no prophet. And the reason that it's forbidden is that Muhammad and Allah are the same. If you were to depict Muhammad, you were depicting Allah. That's the reason. Allah and Muhammad are one and the same. There is no distinction between them. You read the Quran, and every place in the Quran it is we. Speaking of Allah and Muhammad. Everywhere in the Quran, it's obey Allah and Muhammad. Obey the orders of Muhammad and Allah. Because the orders of Muhammad, which are never stated in the Quran, are the same as the orders of Allah, which are stated in the Quran, making Muhammad Allah. And every criminal act that Muhammad perpetrates, every perverted aspect of Muhammad's life, every craving that Muhammad ever had. It's all justified in the Quran. The Quran is nothing but a bunch of situational scriptures stated by Muhammad to justify his own perverted lust for sex, power, and money. Was not a prophet, and he is Islam. I mean, Islam is Muhammad. It's his words and deeds are the basis of Sharia. His words and deeds are the basis of the religion. His utterances fill the Quran. Muhammad, Allah, and Islam, and the Quran, and the Hadith, all one and the same. And when you realize that Muhammad was among the most destructive, deadly, deceitful, perverted men who ever lived, then you realize just why Islam continues to do these horrible things. This is a quote.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I had a slight modification of the topic. I want to make a point about satirism. I find it hard to picture men like Jefferson and Madison rushing to the aid of someone as crass, obnoxious, and contemptuous as Seth Rogen. And yeah, when the satirical magazines, you know, provoke, mm-hmm, and, you know, entities such as North Korea or Kim Jong Un, right, or the Muslims, you know, there's something to be said for discretion and good taste. And, you know, how would the U.S. have responded if some Venezuelan entity had produced a movie depicting a couple of Venezuelans getting in the U.S. to kill President Obama? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the story. I mean, I don't know if you saw the movie, the interview. I did watch it. I paid my $5 and I watched it. The movie was, it was extraordinarily easy to fix the issues with the movie. And it did need to depict a real character, because without the real character, there's really no basis for the laughter in the movie. But the reality is that when the president condemned North Korea, as opposed to condemning Sony for producing a movie that actually calls for the murder and in the movie kills the leader of North Korea, there's something extraordinarily perverse about that. And
right,
in this particular case, here you have Muslims consistently threatening and attacking, firebombing, and now murdering a newspaper that depicted Muhammad, in this case, accurately. You look at South Park. I mean, they did the cartoon,
right,
on what was it called, Super Best Friends, that the Cartoon Network had a conniption fit over and wouldn't publish. You could only watch it online.
Right.
People are protective of this criminal enterprise that is Islam. And that's a shame. It's our lack of courage, our lack of resolve, our lack of exercising good judgment, our lack of being discriminating and discerning regarding Islam. It's going to destroy us. This is a quote regarding what happened in Paris with the Muslims. It reads as follows. The motive here is absolutely clear: trying to shut down a media organization that lampooned the Prophet Muhammad. End quote, CBS News security consultant and former CIA director Mike Morrell told CBS This Morning host Charlie Rose. Well, if you're an intelligence deputy within the CIA, then you ought to know two things. They did not lampoon Muhammad. Depicting someone accurately is not lampooning them. You know, what is it about the CIA that everybody associated with the CIA is so universally stupid? If you depict somebody accurately, you're not lampooning them. And Muhammad was not a prophet. All they did is correctly associate Muhammad with the terrorism he inspired. That's an accurate connection. The basis of understanding is, has been, and remains a combination of being observant so that you know In this case, you know who Mohammed was, that he claimed to be victorious with terror, that he inspired 75 terrorist raids, that Islam was created with the terrorist raid of Badr, which is chronicled in the 8th surah of the Quran. And then making connections between things. So you come to observe information, and you make connections between that which you have observed, takes you from knowing to understanding. They made the connection between Muhammad and the terrorism his criminal enterprise inspires. That's not lampooning.
And well, I think sometimes lampooning actually can involve accurate depictions, because when people behave absurdly and you use something, you know, like hyperbole to highlight that, like mm-hmm. the absurdity of what's, that, you know, I think that could fall into the category of lampooning. Oddly enough, I just remembered Michael Moore's movie.
Let me just be clear here. Hyperbole typically is an extrapolation to the absurd for the purpose of making the point. Depicting Muhammad as inspiring terrorism is not an extrapolation at all. Not even an extrapolation of even in the smallest amount. Now, to lampoon the definition, a written attack ridiculing a person, group, or institution, to ridicule. Now, you're not ridiculing Muhammad when you depict him as a pedophile, because he was a pedophile. You're not ridiculing Muhammad when you depict him as a terrorist, because he was a terrorist. You're not ridiculing and attacking Muhammad by depicting him as a sexual pervert and mass murderer.
Well,
he was those things.
Ridicule doesn't have to be false. Ridicule, you're just saying you're pointing out how preposterous or obnoxious or horrible something is when you ridicule. You're not necessarily misstating their behavior or their attitude.
An act of using words, gestures, images, or other products of expression to invoke laughter or contemptuous mm-hmm. feelings regarding a person.
Right, exactly. Which doesn't mean it has to be incorrect or untrue. It's just like, when Charlie Chaplin ridicules Hitler, you know, wearing the mustache and goose-stepping and stuff mm-hmm. like that, he wasn't inaccurately depicting them. The guy had the mustache and he did the goose-stepping thing.
You know, but when you think of ridicule, you're thinking of you're demeaning somebody by either mischaracterizing them or taking some minor aspect and extrapolating it, like the mustache with Hitler and Charlie Chaplin would walk all goofy and present Hitler as a goofball, and Hitler was not a goofball, and his depiction of Hitler was designed to be demeaning in the sense of presenting him as a goofball. Muhammad was not a goofball. Muhammad was a sexual pervert. Muhammad was a pedophile. He was a rapist. He was a mass murderer. He was a ruthless terrorist. He was a lot of things. But what the CIA deputy chief, Mike Morrell, ought to have told CBS this morning is that they accurately depicting Muhammad and making the connection between Muhammad and terrorism, that inspired the ire of Muslims, even though the depiction was entirely justified and entirely accurate. At that point, Mike Morrell would be providing an intelligent insight. But what did he do?
Well, this is the problem with satirism, in the movie V for Vendetta, where the talk show host, who's supposed to look like Jay Leno, you know, runs the bit where they make fun of the imperious leader, and he ends up getting killed for it. You know, he was ridiculing the man's tyrannical approach to things, and, you know, did a lot, almost a Chaplin-esque or Keystone Cops-ish type routine about that, and which got him killed. So you're touching a nerve, because you're using these techniques to point out things that are true. You know, that's a very dangerous business.
To be informed and to state information so that people can, and then help them make the logical connection between. That's why I did two shows on the 8th surah of the Quran, on the terrorist raid of Badr. The single most important act in the history of Islam is the terrorist raid of Badr. That's why it has an entire surah devoted to it. It is what enabled Islam to inform people so that they could make the connection between what Muhammad did and what Muslims are doing today is the very basis of understanding. That is it's right at its core. That's not lampooning. It's not ridiculing. It's informing and judging. And Morrell ought to have used those terms. Now, Morrell even dug himself in. I mean, he worked for the CIA as a deputy director. So that means that he is stupid. And that's just, I don't mean stupid in the sense of his IQ was low. I mean stupid in the sense of misled, ignorant, irrational, stupid. He went on to say, what we have to figure out here is the perpetrators and whether they were self-radicalized or they were individuals who fought in Syria and Iraq and came back and whether they were actually directed by ISIS or Al-Qaeda. What a piece of crap. I mean, Morrell, I wish you'd just keel over and die. When you communicate that kind of rubbish as someone with the credibility to most people, not to me, of having been the deputy director of the CIA, you do a great injustice, disservice and injustice to everyone who listens to your verbal diarrhea. There is no self-radicalized Muslim.
Right.
100% of Muslims are indoctrinated, they're informed, they're corrupted by the Quran and Hadith. Full stop, that's it. There is nothing in Islam other than the Quran of Hadith. Every Muslim that commits a terrorist act was indoctrinated, was hoodwinked, was corrupted by the Quran and Hadith. There is no Muslim that has self-radicalized. It's never happened. Right. It's never going to happen.
Right. Either way, the remark is designed to diminish the role of Islam because self-radicalized applies like they're kind of like, you know, lone gun and kooks versus being under orders makes them mere henchmen. But either way, it diminishes the role of Islam in their thinking.
And then to say that they were actually directed by the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda doesn't even exist anymore. I mean, how can you, Morrell, you're living in a world that has no correlation to the real one.
Well, it begs the question as to whether or not they were only following orders, which diminishes their significance.
Of course.
And the role of Islam.
The Islamic State.
He's a wild weasel. What is
that? I mean, the Islamic State is simply an expression of Sunni Islam. They're a creation of the United States. The awakening program that Petraeus and George Bush conceived created the Islamic State. Our invasion of Iraq created the Islamic State. Our arming of the rebels by virtue of Senator John McClown and the Abominator in Syria through Qatar and Saudi Arabia created the Islamic State, and now we want to pretend that the Islamic State is the motivation for this. You know, last time I checked, the Islamic State did not invent the confession, Allahu Akbar, that was shouted during these perpetrators. Last time I checked, the Islamic State did not state that Abu Bakr was God. I don't think that Abu Bakr, the head of the Islamic State, has ever written anything down that has inspired anybody.
Right.
I mean, he's an Islamic cleric. He preaches from the Quran and Hadith. Period. Full stop. Everything he does, he justifies with the Quran and Hadith. There is no association between these individuals and Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, and there is a complete association between Islam and these horrible criminal acts.
We'll see how long the denial lasts, you know. One last thing I wanted to say about the satirical stuff. Ironically enough,
yes,
thinking back to Michael Moore's Team America, World Police, began with some Muslim bombers in Paris and Team America intervening to try and stop them, in which case they did more damage, like damaging the Eiffel Tower and various Paris landmarks, but they were Muslim bombers, and they mocked, you know, in turbans and stuff like that in Paris. And the movie ends with, you know, featuring Kim Jong-il, you know, singing, you know, things like I'm Ronery. and there was really a mockery, you know.
Yeah. You know, what's so funny is that so many television shows are trying to depict terrorists as other than Muslims. I mean, they'll depict them as Muslims, and then they say, oh, boy, you know, we're not being politically correct to present them as Muslims. And then there was an NCIS Los Angeles episode on Monday night where they were pretend jihadists, and yet they were actually Irish terrorists. And you realize... Yeah, there really weren't any Irish terrorists. The IRA was not an Irish terrorist organization. They were a guerrilla organization trying to get independence from Great Britain, who had terrorized Ireland. And so there was a guerrilla organization designed to attack the police and the military of the terrorist nation, which was Great Britain. Does not make them a terrorist organization. And they don't engage in worldwide terrorist acts. They just don't do it. And the whole thing is just so convoluted. Welcome back to Shattering This. A myth that needs to be shattered is that someone who was a deputy director of the CIA is capable of intelligent thought. The next statement by Morrell, deputy director of the CIA, former deputy director, now a CBS national security analyst, is that what we have to figure out here is whether the perpetrators were self-radicalized. No, you don't need to figure that out. There's a 0% possibility that they were self-radicalized. Absolute zero. There's never been a Muslim that was self-radicalized. There isn't even a radical version or an extremist version of the Quran. There's not an extremist or radical version of the Hadith. There's not an extremist or radical version of Allah or Muhammad. There's only one Muhammad. That he would also be Allah. Only one Quran. Only one source of Hadith. They're all found in either the Sira, the Tariq, Bukhari, or Muslim. That's it. No radicalized version of it. Strictly Islam. You become a Muslim, you read those books, you become a horrible person. And the only way to be a decent person as a Muslim is to be wholly ignorant of who Muhammad was and what he did. But if there is no self in Islam, in fact, Islam denounces self. It's a collective. The individuals had no, there's absolutely no association between what occurred and Syria and Iraq. The Islamic State or Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda doesn't even exist anymore and never was relevant. And as it relates to the Islamic State didn't even exist at the time that this magazine published its first cartoon on Muhammad. It didn't exist at the time of the first firebomb. It didn't exist as most of the death threats came in thereafter. I mean, is Morrell just that stupid? Is everyone associated with the CIA that stupid? That incapable of understanding? Morrell added, warning law enforcement and intelligence agencies that they need to, quote, worry about copycat attacks. Copycat. What are you talking about, copycat? Islam has been opposed to free speech its entire existence. There's no copycat here, other than they're copying Muhammad, but this idea that they would copy what happened at the magazine is stupid. I mean, first of all, there's no other American publication that has the credibility, the character, to depict Muhammad accurately, to depict Islam accurately. So there can't be a copycat in America. There's only been one other mainstream newspaper that has depicted Muhammad accurately. That's in Norway. So there can't be a copycat. And all of these people are copying Muhammad, who had his goons assassinate, to murder those who spoke against Muhammad during his lifetime. They need to worry about copycat attacks, not only in France, but in the rest of the world, and I would even say in the broader world, to include the United States. Okay there, Morrell, why don't you tell me a single American newspaper that created and published cartoons correctly depicting Muhammad's association with terrorism. Why don't you tell me a single American newspaper that accurately presents the criminal aspects of Islam? So how could there be a copycat in the United States in the broader sense, idiot? CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate also noted on CBS This Morning that, quote, France has been dealing with the problems of French foreign fighters flowing into Syria and Iraq and coming back into France, end quote. No, they're not. No, they're not. Yes, have Muslims in France by the thousands left France to fight the great jihad in Syria and Iraq? Absolutely. Are they coming back? No. They're not dealing with that problem. And it's not even a problem that Muslims in France are leaving to go fight the great jihad in Syria and Iraq. That's good. It's not bad. He says it may be more likely, however, that the attack on Charlie Hebdo was carried out by self-radicalized individuals who take their prompt from the propaganda of these groups and took it upon themselves, perhaps, to attack. Bull crap. That's just bull crap. The media is perpetrating a lie on behalf of Islam. They killed because they were motivated Muslims. They weren't self-radicalized. They didn't take their prompts from another group.